about cheese. Make your thoughts cheesier. Now add 100% chicken breast fillet, chipotle sauce and a mega cheese melt. And it's giving the new cheesy chicken stack at McDonald's. Did we mention it's cheesy?
Cheese.
Available until the 4th of Jan 2026 from 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Subject to availability.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, December 2nd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon Web Services has unveiled a host of new tools and features designed to help companies get more value from generative AI. That includes a new category of AI agents that can carry out tasks for hours or days without getting stuck and asking users for help, according to the company. Here's AWS CEO Matt Garman at the cloud giant's annual conference today.
This change is going to have as much impact on your business as the internet or the cloud. I believe that in the future, there's going to be billions of agents inside of every company and across every imaginable field.
AWS also shared news on a service called NovaForge, which lets companies train private instances of Amazon's Nova models on their own proprietary data. The European Union's top court said that Apple can face antitrust lawsuits in the Netherlands over the terms of its App Store. The ruling comes after two Dutch foundations filed claims against Apple in Amsterdam, alleging that the company abuses its dominant position in app distribution on its own devices. The foundations said that the fees that Apple charges developers for setting up shop on the App Store are unfair and harm consumers. Apple argued that judges in the Netherlands don't have jurisdiction to hear the legal challenge. But the court dismissed that argument, noting in a statement today that Apple has an app store designed specially for the Dutch market and offers users apps in Dutch. Apple declined to comment. And the Trump administration will invest up to $150 million in X-Lite, a startup trying to develop more advanced semiconductor manufacturing techniques in the U.S. The Commerce Department said yesterday that in return for the investment, the government would get an equity stake that would likely make it X-Lite's largest shareholder. X-Lite is trying to improve the critical chipmaking process known as extreme ultraviolet lithography. Former Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger is X-Lite's executive chairman. The startup is aiming to produce its first silicon wafers by 2028. And that's it for your TMB Tech Minutes. Check back in the morning for another Quick Tech Update.